It's lunchtime at Elk Grove Elementary School, about 20 minutes outside of Sacramento, and kids are doing what kids do when they're let loose from the classroom. And this day has a little extra charge to it. It's California Thursday.
Yes!
Woo-hoo!
Got a winner!
All right, spin it up.
Everybody's a winner.
There's a lottery wheel going on. There's someone running around in a carrot suit. And volunteer Katie O'Malley mans the almond butter booth, where whole almonds go in the top and come plopping out below in a thick paste. That's Giggle City to a 9-year-old. And that's the point, O'Malley says, making food fun.
There was a few kids that really liked it, and I saw them go and get their friends and bring their friends back and say, you need to try, this is so good.
But of course, like everything in school, even fun has a message.
We are offering a festival for California Thursdays to tie farm to school into the lunchroom so they kind of learn the connection.
That's Michelle Drake, Director of Food and Nutrition for Elk Grove Unified School District.
This district is the fifth largest in the state of California, and we feed about 35,000 kids a day.
Today, all those kids are getting whole wheat penne pasta with chorizo and kale and all the foods from local farms.
I've got persimmons on the lunch line today. How many kids have ever had a local persimmon?
In all, the California Thursdays program serves lunch for nearly a million school children in the state. That's about 1,700 schools in 15 districts. Karen Brown is creative director of the Center for Eco-Literacy, a nonprofit based in Berkeley working with schools on sustainability. Here's how the program works. The districts pay for the food, and Eco-Literacy keeps costs down and does all the legwork, contacting farmers, setting up the kitchens. Brown says their first test school district was in Oakland, and what they found there was typical of many school cafeterias across the state.
They weren't even doing freshly prepared food then. They were mostly just doing heat and serve. For me, one of the things I find the most remarkable is that they didn't have measuring cups. They served 7 million meals a year in Oakland Unified. They didn't have any measuring cups.
Changing the habits of our cafeterias and the diets of our children is crucial, Brown says.
1/3 of the kids in America are overweight or obese. A lot of children get 35% of their calories every day at school. Some kids get more than half. So it's very important that those meals be as healthy as possible.
Back at the Elk Grove cafeteria, food director Michelle Drake is bracing for the next wave of kids, making sure there's enough tomatoes, strawberries, pomegranates, carrots.
We thought it was cool. We put color rainbow cauliflower. So we have purple, green, yellow cauliflower. Kids love it just because it's colorful.
A fifth grader named Audrey is checking out the bright orange persimmons. She grabs one from the pile, takes a nibble and a bite, decides, okay.
I liked it. It was really good. It was sweet. It's kind of like a really light peach flavor, but it's really good.
Which, of course, brings joy to the ears of project organizers. One kid liking one persimmon is a microcosm of a shift in the taste buds and eating habits of a generation that doesn't know how to cook and snacks on Kit Kats and corn chips. One thing, though, says Audrey.
It tastes better without the skin. It'd be easier if they had it without the skin when they give it to you.
Ah, see, you get them to try other foods, bring those food ideas home to their families. That's all good. But now you have a discerning eater on your hands. And maybe that's the point.
Smells really good.
I'm David Gorn in Sacramento County.